Yeah, it was huge, especially tonight. You know, listen, we got dominated in the first period, and that's a tough grind. You go to the West Coast, come back, you play, you know, three of the top five teams in the league, and we showed it in the first period. But that win right there is just a great sign of character. You know, hold them in the second and then come out. And then I got a tired group at that point, and they just, they played as hard and fast and loose, which we didn't play at all early, and excited, you know. Down one, why wouldn't we? And I really can't say enough about that kind of character when it goes a long way.
The guys in the room were talking about what they were saying after the second period. Were you involved in that, or was that all the players?
It was really funny. It was all me. At some point, yeah, all I want in a game like that is, I understand what happened in the first period, but that can't dictate how we go out in the third. Down one on the road, second best team in the National Hockey League. Yeah, we got crushed in the first. The second, for me, take the power plays out, was an even period, and we were much better than they were in the third. And I just want them to go out and throw everything at them and not worry about the repercussions of our first period when we're going into the third period.
That's the first time you've used Al Montoya. What did you think of him?
I thought he should have had the first one.
He said he doesn't remember it.
Well, you know what? That, he played like he was our game. You know what I mean? He got better and better. I mean, he was fantastic in the first. He had one squeak by him. I'm kidding. He was great and gave us a chance to stay in the game long enough to have the rebound that we did. Confidence builder for him and for our guys. But he's played, my understanding, he's played a lot like that all year. So I've seen him play some really solid games. Tonight we asked him to be more special than we should have in the first, but he did it, and good for the club.
Just seeing that kind of barrage.
Well, we're talking all the way through. I mean, the one thing you can't let it do is get quiet. You know, we understand what's happening. I've seen games like that before. The fact that we're not out of it means we are absolutely in it. But before, the only thing, the biggest concern I had was a play at the end of the first period, and it's not on Jacob Trouba. We tried to hit a player two zones away to break the game open, and that's the kiss of death here. You know, you have confidence that we can settle things down after one, be solid after two, and win the game in the third, and that's what happened. So, the first period was ugly, but I don't imagine their bench was talking a whole lot in the third. You know, that's the National Hockey League. That's the way the game's played.
We had good chances
early that we blew wide of the net or overpassed to death, and I think we got back to simplicity. And when you do that, you know, you're going to get some breaks. You know, we didn't do enough to force breaks early, and then the third we did. Yeah. So I remember him being a little bit like that back in Boston. I don't know about the streaky part because I haven't seen it. And he's a shooter that's competing, and he's, you know, still able to be that fast at the end of the game. He's a real, real dominant forward from what I've seen, and he's going to be a big part of this group for a long time. I thought Dustin Byfuglien and Jokinen had an incredible game. I knew it was going to get to be a bit of a, potentially a big scrum in front of our net. So I wanted to put the biggest guys out. Little's line had played great. Basically, it was going to be Wheeler, Byfuglien, and Jokinen, three big, strong men that could battle down there. I thought Buff was fantastic tonight, and I wanted to make sure he was on the ice at the end of the game. Yeah, he's, you know what, but he's been, for me, he's been intense. Like, I can only go on what I know, you know, and what I've seen, he's great in the room. He has fun with the game of hockey. He's got a real high skill level, and he doesn't mind throwing the body around a little bit. He's involved, so I've been really, I don't want to say pleasantly surprised, because I had heard that about him, but I think it was just a function of what the team was going through. Because he's a key player, a bit of a lightning rod. But my experience with him has been nothing but positive.